Okay, so we're holding here. Noch is a key Neitzim Atoy, or we did it last time? We did Neitzim Atoy. Yeah, and then we said Void Yikru Yisrael Neitzim Atoy Beloshen Rabim. Yeah, that's what we're holding, I think. Okay, Void Yikru Yisrael Neitzim Atoy Beloshen Rabim. Okay, so he says he's explaining now why Klal Yisrael is called Neitzim Atoy when it should be Matoi. We're talking about one Klal Yisrael, so say Neitzim Matoi. Void Yikru Yisrael Neitzim Atoy Beloshen Rabim. Vushapirish achov maisi yodai, right? So loima, shte yodai notan tiazois, vizil matoy vloshen rabim, al shte yodai. Viremes bezad, viremesad of a muflek shamazal mailo, kayad ut saduk tse, shayar achas huli min, vashneel is smoil, kolachis ik tse vne atzma, the kach ilo hoysan tiazois min a yad achas, lo hoysan tiazois ne tia nitris. So let's talk about what he's saying over here. He's referring to two midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are yamin and small. In other words, a person's pu'ulois are right and left. A person does most of the things with his hands, and the hands come in the right and left. There's a certain synergy between the right and the left. In other words, sometimes let's say you want to schlep something heavy, so you know it's too heavy to schlep with one end. You take both hands and you schlep it. That case, you're not using your hands as right and left. You're basically using both hands as hands. It's just easier to schlep with two hands than to schlep with one hand. But you're not actually in any way using the right and the left. If you would have two right hands, it would be even better. It's just harnessing your entire self to it. So that's not a pool of a right hand and a left hand. A pool of a right hand and a left hand is... When, let's give an example, you're trying to take off, to screw off a bottle cap off a bottle that's very, very difficult. It's not going well. So what you do is you hold it with the left hand strong, and then you twist it with your right hand. Now, the pa'ula that the left hand is doing is really, in a sense, resisting the right hand. Because when you're trying to unscrew the top from the bottle, so if it's tight and you turn the bottle cap with your right hand, the whole bottle goes, and that's not going to help you at all. So you hold the bottom with your left hand, and you provide a counterforce so that the bottle is staying in one place. And because of that, as your right hand is twisting it, it's coming off. It would be in the pasuk smoyle tachas roishi v'mina tchapkeni. It's, you know, when you hug somebody, you hold him with the left hand, that's sort of giving support, that you don't crush the person, and the right hand is mechabek him. There's a certain so the working of right and left together, where one works in opposition with the other in order to get to the common tachlis, that's an operation of yamin and smol. Let's go a step further. If the right hand can instinctively do what a right hand does instinctively. So let's say your hand reflects, there's a reflex, and the hand jumps out. So that's a pull of your right hand. It could be a pull of the left hand which reflexes. When you have the two hands working together in opposite directions, then Bal Korchach, there's something on top of it that is directing the two together as one. Let's give another example. Let's say I meet somebody and he's very, very friendly to me. So I could say he wants something from me. I could say that's what he is. That's his nature. He's a very, very friendly person. He's always smiling and saying hello and fine, fine. I can meet somebody who's very distant, cool, aloof, doesn't really interact well. So it could be he's angry at me. It could be that's his personality. It's no right. But if I see a person is judiciously using, sometimes he's being nice to me, then he sort of ignores me, and then at certain chosen moments he becomes nice again. So it could be he's crazy. That's a possibility. We can never discount a crazy person. But probably there's a das that really wants something else b'chlau. He wants X or Y out of me, and he's made a cheshem that with a combination of the right type of interaction with me, he's going to do what's right. He's going to get what he wants. So anytime we see hanhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midos, we tend, in other words, we don't see it as being a gil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can say it as a gil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. So fine, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an hug in the world of chesed, which is to give, and it includes mezainis and parnas and so on, and it's very, very nice. There are tkufas of din in the Bria, when Kibush Nitin is just lamashchis lahashchis, he's not mafchin between Toiv and Ra, he goes. That, so what we see in the world is, yes, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midas HaChesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midas HaChesed, but it's Midas and Midas HaChesed. But the more I see an interaction of the two, then I realize that something above it is governing its behavior. Sort of, Achayovai Kosva Shlishiv Yachriya B'nehem. That's really what's happening. Let's take one more example. A person, let's say eating. So you can have food on a table and you have a balchai that's not eating it at all. And the balchai doesn't eat it at all, or the person doesn't eat it, because it's not a type of thing that interests him, doesn't like it, it's not made for them, whatever it is. You can have a type on hunger, a person eats all the time. It's either sort of omnivorous animal, or just eating everything, or it's a person who's likes to eat a lot. But when I see a person choosing this he eats, this he doesn't eat, at this time he eats, at that time he doesn't, and so on and so forth, I say that both the eating and not eating are tools in his hands, and he accomplishes something. So anything in the Bria that has one mahalach to it, and it keeps going in that mahalach, is a gili of a midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's din. But when I stehear something that has in itself a double input, an input of this way and that way, that's when I dehear HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas. Ha'mipnei sh'netir b'shtei yadayim en liyachas al yad bovad. She'i b'shtei yadayim nase. Rak liyesh liyachas davazel Hashem Yisbaruch ba'atzmoy shebron b'shtei yadav shechaz etzad. So when we talk about Hashem Yisbarach Atzmai, lafuke from Midas or Anhagas, because Midas and Anhagas are also manifestation of Kadosh Baruch Hu, but being that Chesed in its own right is a part of the picture, and Din in its own is part of the picture, I don't call that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I don't call that Anhagas Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's only when I have both Anhagas, when I have it coming with a Yadu Ekos HaShishi Achriya, that's when I see the two together. I will stay a dime efshes noitel minus or beyachat shemefechim. The two hands, so he says, whenever you have one anhaga, it always goes off to an end. So yamin goes to yamin until it goes off the cliff. Small goes small until it goes off the cliff. It's only when you have anhaga that sometimes is this and sometimes is this, means that the anhaga can be funneled in a certain direction which means it's neither Yamin and Smol. V'lachein, he says, Brias Yisrael and Beloit Tzad. Klal Yisrael's Bria is also without a Tzad. Irak Hashem is Baruch Ba'atzmoy. Shukoyl Kol Atzdorim V'cholokim. So Brias Yisrael is without a Tzad because in the Umas Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in a certain one Nekuda. And every Uma has a specific Nekuda. It can be Yamin, it can be Smol. The Goyen says that the Umas Olam, this Ayin Umas Olam are divided into 35 of Esav, 35 of Yishmol. He puts it into, he shows in the Pesukim of Nosachehem and so on, by the Kabbalah Sachag. But he says it's either Esav or Yishmol. Yishmol is Mitzad Mitzah Chesed, and Esav Mitzad Mitzah Din. And each one is stuck in a certain way, and that's where the problem starts. But Klal Yisrael is different. Olakach Brias Yisrael and Beloit Tzad, Rak Nasher Zvach Ba'atzmai, Shukoyl Kol Atzdodim Mucholokim, Vezeo Maisi Yodai, Lofik HaNitzchim Ke'en Kan Shum Ketzev Rabin Zeh. So Klal Yisrael is Nitzchis, because the Tzura of Klal Yisrael is a Tzura of above any one particular Mahalach, and therefore it's going to be Nitzchim. He equates that with coming as because they come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Brias Yisrael is without a tzad, so if it's without a tzad, it means it comes directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about study. Now, Brias Umasoylam is also from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's a step removed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought into this world a midah of chesed, and Yishmael comes from that midah of chesed. He brought it into a world of midah din. So they're already one step lower. Klal Yisrael doesn't have that, and b'meila, it is. So when we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah is koil everything, and that's koil everything, and that's why Klal Yisrael is nitzri. The nitzris of Klal Yisrael is because its koiches are appropriately balanced, and they can be appropriately balanced, and therefore they have a kim that's nitzchis. The Amma, Ma'is Yodel Yisboi Kloimah, the Efshesh Loyel Yisrael Nitzchis Boilam Abba'ah, Vipnei Ke Ma'is Yodav Yoisim in Umais, Ki Yisrael Nikroim Bonim Al Hashem Yisbarach, Vim Loyel Yisrael Nitzchis Loilam Abba'ah Chas Yisholam. So he says the Ma'isi Yodol Yispoyer, it means like this: since Klal Yisrael represents the Tzura that HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'etzim wanted into the Bria, therefore Klal Yisrael are going to be the one that are Nitzchiyistik, and if this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted in the Bria, then it can't be that they disintegrate. They have Bechira whether or not at any particular moment any particular person wants to do whatever he's doing. But Klal Yisrael and its Klolius, if they don't have Olam Haba, if they're not Shetanvet, then it's Risor and Amai Siyadai. Let's just discuss this as a minute. In Adam, we expect that every step removed from him is schwacher than him. So I can have certain beliefs, and very strong beliefs, and so on. When I come to do them, so, you know, sometimes I do more, sometimes less. I can't always judge a person by the mices and things that come out of him. We recognize that. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we certainly have to be able to trust it mitzad that. And when you call banim means that your mahus is in the demus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the etzem ratzen. An eved fulfills a role in helping the odin realize his ratzonos And that's what an evet does. So an evet, when I take an evet, what I look for in the evet is, this guy I want to be my personal secretary. So, is he organized, efficient, the fact that he doesn't have any personality and he's not warm and not engaging, I couldn't care less. I have him as secretary. Another evet of mine is the butler at the door. So, I need him to greet people nicely with a warm smile and to anticipate what they need, That's all I need. I don't need other things either. So the chelik of the bria that's not called banim takadosh baruch hu, they don't need to have any tchuna in them that sort of mirrors the tchuna of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Their role is very, very specific and doesn't need anything. Klai Yisrael is called banim. Banim means this is the me that I want to eternalize. Everyone sees in a son a metzias, that this is the this is me, and I want him to be mamshech me. So it's a Klai Yisrael will not have this nitzchias, then it would be chisar ma'asi yadav, and they can't be chisar ma'asi yadav. Be'av agav he kol ha'neviim. Now I said, even on everything it's called Maisi Yadav. Kimoisha Omru Chazal Maisi Yadai Tevim Biyam. Atom is a Mashira. Hefish Yesh. Ke'enon ne croim bonim lamakoi. Ve'ime Maisi Yadav Shkosh Brochu. Eina Maisi Yadav Be'etzim. Rakshen Evro Bishul Neshamish as Yisrael. So when I speak of something as being my handiwork, I can say two things. I can say I happen to make it. So the marshal, if I fixed a broken pipe, and someone says, "Oh, I see the pipe last week was leaking. Who fixed it?" So I guess I fixed it. But I don't see the realization of myself by the fact that I fixed the leak. On the other hand, let's say I make a sculpture, and I put my neshama into it, and then I say, "This is my sculpture." I have expressed myself through this statue, whatever it is. So when yeah, Ma'isi Yadav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a Ma'isi Yadav in the sense, since it came from me, I wish it to be it's something that stays and it's good, and that's Ma'isi Yadav Tovim B'yam. But to be banim means that's the atzmius of what I am. There's a very interesting, I think it's Sfasemis, if I'm not mistaken. It says by Noach, Elo told us Noach, Malamech, Elo told us Sem, Shal Tzadikim, is mitzvah Ma'isim Tovim. So Sfasemis says, that's not right. You mean to say everybody's Toloda is mitzvah semaisim toivim. A tzaddik has lots and lots and lots of toladas. A rasha might not have any toladas. But it's the toladas is the same for both. The question is just, do you have a lot, do you have a little? So why does it say tolseim of tzaddik? So Semis says, it's not like that. He says, a person can do a pu'ula. So I did a pu'ula, it's a pu'ula, and I am the author of this pu'ula. I'm the perpetrator of this pu'ula, and fine, it's taken care of. But sometimes I can, when I have a child, the child is not something that came from me, it's me, all over again. And that's why the other ones are ma'isi yadayim. So he says, the difference between tzaddikim and shoyim is not only that tzaddikim have a lot of mitzvah tovim. By a tzaddik, the mitzvah ma'isi tovim is a toilada. It's an expression of his self through the other. In a Russia, that's not a toilada b'chlal. He might do it, but it's not his mohus. So the ma'isi yadayim in the sense, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed a certain nekuda to Neshamah Yisrael. L'kach ein aleihem shem ma'isi yadav, v'yitzor shibem tiferes.
Avisrol nivru la'atzma v'niku b'shul zebanim reshevim atif eres. Lebem chisar. He's playing a little bit here on the word tiferes, on the mid of tiferes. The mid of tiferes is this meter we're talking about, because it between the two midas of chesed and din, the midah of yofi is always an interplay between contrasts. Neither black is beautiful, nor green is beautiful, nor white. Neither a circle, nor a line, nor a point. Beauty is something that depends on an interplay of different elements. So, the quality of Tiferes is the quality of weaving together different and opposite strands to get something which is a metzias mushlemis, to get something which is a, and therefore he says, and therefore Klal Yisrael is mais ashe, it's mais yoreh lehispoer. This is the display. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he can't display Ur Mitzrayim because each Ur Mitzrayim doesn't really represent the Etzem Mitzrayim. Even if they do everything they're supposed to do, they represent a particular angle. It's only Klai Yisrael. Avisol Nivra La'atzam V'nikur HaMishol Zebonim V'roa Shia Be'em HaTiferes V'lo Yabem Chisar Kach U'Pirish HaMishnah V'Kosav B'Biru V'Vad Yish Oid La'ar HaMishnah Zois V'Ein Kan Mokrom Laharich. Okay, we'll hold it here. The next 2 weeks, I'm not going to be available. I'm going to be going away in the Mechinas. So I guess the first Thursday in Elul, I know you'll probably be in BMG. Where are you going to be in